to the cut price supermarket and fill a bag with bargains. Then they'd have a bowl of soup and a sandwich in a grand cheap place that they'd found. Two small, blonde, cheerful 40-somethings. People would often smile at them and call them over to join a group. But Josie and Dee had no time for such delays. They were both keen to get home. Their day wasn't nearly over yet. They'd just laugh, wave goodbye and climb into the van. Josie would drop Dee at the end of St. Giarlath's Crescent and then drive back home to walk Pepper round the park. She'd prepare some simple supper that Harry could eat whatever time he returned, from whatever his musical career had called him to this time, and Dee would walk down her road to a full house. They hadn't intended it to be a full house. Dee and Liam had thought that their children would leave home one by one and come to see them at weekends. It had started out fairly normally. Rosie got married at the age of 22. But now, at 25, she said the marriage was over, that Ronan was a pig. She was back in St. Giarlath's Crescent, her home that she never should have left. She shared the bedroom, as before, with her sister Helen, who was a teacher. Helen had never left home. She was a dreamy girl, full of ideals and hopes. There was nothing that she wasn't going to do for her pupils. Anthony had left home.